See, a lot of cats don't realize, yo, men are under attack. And this has been going on for a long time. I'm going to bring it all closer for you. Watch me wind this together. Remember when Allen Iverson, they said, yo, you can't come in here looking like that. That's too masculine. He was wearing hip-hop culture, right? He was wearing the clothing, Black American culture, right? Seemed fine to me. That's what people wear in the street, right? NBA said, nah, business casual, right? So business casual to me is a suit jacket, slacks, nice shirt, right? So what happens? Do you see business casual today? Or do you see dudes wearing pornographic shit, right? Some dudes got their stomach out, but there's no problem. So obviously, it's about masculinity. Iverson coming out with Black American culture, shit that dudes wear around the way, is too masculine. So now we say business casual, but we really don't mean it. But this guy coming out with his stomach out, no problem. Brings me to today. American Psychological Association put out a 36-page report saying we need to expunge traditional masculinity because it's harmful to men. They didn't target toxic masculinity because that is harmful to men, because you can't be out here with that toxic mindset against women. They didn't say that. They said traditional masculinity. So your nature, and they said competitiveness and aggression needs to be wiped out. So they're trying to get you to look at yourself through their eyes so they could have you all twisted. And the result will be feminization and emasculation. That is the goal. That's the intent of this shit. You think these motherfuckers would go through the lengths to have a 36-page report for nothing? The intent is to feminize and emasculate men.
Up and down we go. Mr. Wall, Evil D, KRS on the flow. Anytime, any place, rhymes ready to go. Edutainment from the pavement, man, you already know. Never stalling, we go. Never crawling for dough. We that orthodox hip hop that all of you know. Man, I lived through the ballers, they ain't balling no more. The arenas, the theaters ain't calling no more. The budgets from the labels ain't falling no more. Them big gold cables are pawned at the stove. Them cats now thinking, yo, what was it all for? 20 platinum plaques, you still can't tour. All over the radio, you still can't draw. Now listen back to your lyrics. What was that all for? When you had
the Yo, check this story out. I checked it out. I thought the headline was going to be something totally different. It wasn't. These motherfuckers are stupid at this paper. New York Post. So Black Lives Matter, they're having a protest. The cops infiltrate the protest, right? And in emails that are uncovered, the cops are describing the protesters to one another, tracking the movement of the protesters. So they're like, we see these idiots. Oh, I saw some ninjas over there on 14th Street. Are they calling them samurai swordsmen? So you see ninjas at Foley Square in Manhattan. So the protesters are dressed like a ninja? Or are they calling them niggers, right? So you would think the headline would be dragging the police for calling peaceful protesters niggers. No. Here's the headline. NYPD officers call Black Lives Matter protesters idiots and ninjas in emails. The outrage. How could they call them ninjas? Oh my God. Don't you realize they're calling them niggers? The protesters are not dressed up as samurai swordsmen walking in circles protesting. There's no reason to call them ninjas, but you don't realize that. How could you not realize that? How could the headline not say this? NYPD officers call peaceful Black Lives Matter protesters niggers in uncovered emails. That's what it's supposed to say. Damn.
Yeah.
I didn't know you had your own podcast. I was wondering where the fuck G Moody went. Right here, this, that, and the third with G Moody. Make sure you go to Apple Podcasts and rate and review. Give me the 5 stars like the world has given. And then after that, go to anchor.fm/G-Moody. Recorded live in the BX New York. Every Monday we come out. The anticipation is ballooning. Come on down. Come around my way. This is how we do it. Peace.
See, I got wounds from the ghetto. My damn cousin Jimmy wear permanent medals. My evidence is tattoos with hoes. Bloody polos. Bullet and cut holes and cut up your bones.
Check my wall wound. My wall wound. Every soldier got a story to tell. Check my wall wound.
Yo, this shit strikes me as bugged out. I know what it is, but they will never explain this shit on air. But I'm going to kick it to you right now, so just check it out. Last episode, I spoke about that weatherman in Rochester, New York, who amazingly said a racial slur, of course, it's about black people, on air. He was describing a park. The park was Martin Luther King Jr. Park. This motherfucker go Martin Luther Coon King Jr. Park. You know why he said Coon? Because he's always referred to Martin Luther King as Martin Luther Coon amongst his friends in private. His family has said it. What do you think about Martin Luther Coon? Oh. And now we got another guy in St. Louis, a newscaster. You know what he does? The same exact thing. Martin Luther Coon. Same thing. You've been doing it your entire life. You've been around people. They all refer to Martin Luther King as Martin Luther Coon. And then you say it on air and you speak fast. And what do you think's going to come out? Martin Luther Coon. And now they all backpedal and act like they are really apologizing. And then if we go back some years, we had another guy, Mike Greenberg of ESPN fame, did the same exact thing. And it's all for the same reasons. You've been hearing that since you were little. You say it amongst your friends in private. And now on air, you're speaking fast and boom. You never say Martin Luther King. You've been saying Martin Luther Coon all your life. So the cameras come on, that red light comes on, and you got to say Martin Luther King. Boom, you say Martin Luther Coon King. And then you're like, I've never said that before in my life, knowing good and damn well that's all you've said. Fuck your apology and fuck you.
Turn me loose, I don't produce with no buttercups. Premier got the buttercups, here comes that rugged stuff. No room for no pity pat, petty kitty cat rap. I jig them, renig them, or give them a dug them, dig them, smack. I seen you hanging on ghetto blocks, trying to get ghetto props. You need stop, you're just a ghetto flop. Here comes the niggy knack, piggyback, knapsack, sacky, socky. Classic like a Kawasaki, rough like Rocky. Sisters call me daddy, Puerto Ricans call me poppy. You can't stop me, cause in these towns.
2 minute offense right quick. We're gonna get in and out with this story. Last episode, I was kicking some shit about Saudi Arabia, how the husbands divorce their wives without even letting them know. They don't have to let them know. So the government said, yo, what he's doing isn't wrong. But we feel we need to step in and send you a courtesy text to let you know your husband ain't fucking with you no more. So if you see him in the street, don't step to him. So I got a message from a fan about some shit that's going on out there. One of his friends, she's a girl, sent him pictures of herself beaten up to a pulp. So of course, the fan goes, yo, what happened? Well, I went out to dinner without permission. So her brother saw her in the street and said, yo, what the fuck is you doing out in the restaurant? You got permission from the family? So when she got home, they all beat that ass. This is some shit out there. I pass no judgment. I don't want none of these motherfuckers coming at me. But if I was there, if I was a woman, I would be a defecting motherfucker. Every chance I got, I'd be trying to get a border, go to some border. Imagine. You just go out with your man to get a bite to eat and your brother sees you and goes, yo, what the fuck is you doing outside, man? Did you ask anybody you could come out? And then when you get home, everybody take turns beating your ass just for you being outside. Damn.
The ladies will kick it, the rhyme, it is wicked. Those that don't know how to be pros get evicted. A woman could bear you, break you, take you. Now it's time to rhyme. Can you relate to a sister dope enough to make you holler and scream?
Yo, let me take it from here, queen. Excuse me, but I think I'm about due to get into precisely what I am about to do. I'm conversating to the folks who have no whatsoever clue. So listen very carefully as I break it down for you. Merrily, 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 high for happy overjoyed. Please, with all the beats and rhymes my sisters have employed. Slick as smooth throwing down the sound, totally a yes. Let me state the position. Ladies first, yes?
Yes.
Zion Williamson, Duke University, freshman basketball sensation. The NBA said, next year this dude is the number one pick. Just by what we've seen halfway into the college basketball season, right? So knowing that, would you play in a meaningless college game and risk getting injured and pissing all that shit away? Or would you sit out? That is the question that's being asked. So naturally, I put myself in Mr. Williamson's shoes. Hell no, I wouldn't play. I'm investing in myself. And I'm investing in my future. And I could prove why it's worth it for me to take a powder. Here's the checklist. Duke University ain't giving me no paper. I'm not getting no racks from Duke University that would make me show solidarity to these cats. You know why? Because the basketball scholarship that they have given me is worth $50,000 per year. Have I outperformed that scholarship based on the value that I brought to Duke University just by merely attending the school? Because I could have went anywhere. I chose Duke, right? So added value to Duke University's college basketball program based on me. So I'm investing in me, and I'm saying fuck the season because I don't want to get injured in a meaningless college game that will fuck up my future. So if Mr. Williamson's parents are knowledgeable, they would walk into Coach K's office and say, yo, we not playing no more, B. We are investing in his future. The NBA already said he's the number one pick already. We already locked down an endorsement deal. We're not going to risk that to play against fucking Akron and he gets hurt. Surely you understand that, Coach K. The university always invest in itself. So why can't my son invest in himself later?
Fuck the police, I squeeze first, making meat dirt, taking feet first through the mold, then launch them in the keeper. The streets curse, the First Amendment's culturally biased. Supposed to supply us with rights tonight, I hold my rosary tight as I can. I'm one man against the world, just me and my girl, black pearl, Latina, my Cena, but keeps it real, you know the deal. We steal from the rich and keep it peeping, it's no secret. Watch me and Joe go back and forth and free creep with me as I cruise in my BMO.
Yeah, in 2020, everybody's like, yo, how could Donald Trump be beaten, right? You gotta have New York. You got to combat that New York wit in the debates. The humor is hard. He debated lifelong politicians and blew those guys out of the water till they was dropping out of the race. So you think, like, who's going to be able to compete with that in the upcoming election in 2020? Up to this point, there's nobody on the motherfucking radar that I think that can compete with a dude like this. This is that New York fly shit that you can't fuck with. But I saw on Instagram a potential candidate make a speech, and I see through her whole thing, and I like it. And I'm going to endorse her based on what she said. Basically, she said, we got to get the Black Americans reparations, and I propose a $100 billion proposal to right the wrongs of the past. The United States must change, and we have to deal with the wrongs of the past that we have committed against the Black Americans. That's her campaign. This is to sway the Black people so they could vote for her and unseat Donald Trump. So how do you do that? You make an appeal to get the Black Americans their reparation racks. So when I saw that, I said, oh shit, I'm behind this candidate because I want my money. I want my racks. I even gave her an honorary nickname because all Black people got nicknames. and it's based on your proficiency at doing something or if you look like something in nature. My man from around the way, he looked like a squirrel. We called him Squirrel. A good friend of mine, Terry Coulter, his head is shaped like a box. Of course, his name is Box. You get nicknames. So for her, based on her benevolence and trying to get us those reparation racks, I'm gonna call her Miss Ann. Miss Ann for 2020. Marianne Williamson. Check her out and check out her speech. It's all geared to getting Black Americans their reparations. That's her central theme. And she had a $100 billion proposal. And my only condition is don't let Al Sharpton be involved with the disbursement of the $100 billion. I want my money.
Landscaping, mentally shaping. Get the gist, don't miss what I'm saying. Hilltop ringing in the bass drop. Soaking up saps like a household mop. Out to rock. Stop, so you're no cop. You try to rock, we bump. The whole house jump. Gotta bust a sucker or else it gets boring. Just like if people need your coffee in the morning. And every word is honestly stated. You get it, not synthetic or fabricated. Keep your eyes open. I got you on a scope. No one like a poet because I'm did it.
Yeah, man, a lot of these barbarians, man, are painting themselves brown. Right? They call it blackface. Like, we supposed to get offended at that. I hope none of my people get offended at when one of these kids or adults paint themselves brown in an attempt to mock Black people. Because, like I said in the earlier episodes, what's the joke in having color? When you look at yourself like that, you could see this shit for what it is, and you could just laugh at these motherfuckers. Because the goal is to get you offended. So if you're painting yourself brown, how is that offending me? It's just you really wanting to be me. And you think by painting yourself brown, you must think that I think less of myself, right? So when you do that, I look at you as, yo, this motherfucker wanna be me. So I'm not offended. I just laugh at you and see that you the barbarian for what you are because you think being Black or being brown is some type of bad thing where you would paint yourself brown and I should be offended? Hell no. I know you want to be us, motherfucker. I hope none of my people see this shit and start complaining. Just laugh at these motherfuckers, man. Black is good. I don't know what the fuck you doing.
Well, I'm Black. The diamond and shade, I'm an upgrade. I hip hop resistance, so listen as I get paid. See, just rips the cut with the dope. Still can't afford if I can't sample the dope noise. Show me up. I know the ledge over.
There's a lot of documentaries coming out. Of course, the surviving R. Kelly thing. But why are we not hearing of pending documentaries on Harvey Weinstein? Why are we not hearing this? This guy's been out there wilding out for decades. You would think that warrants a documentary. There's a lot of others out there that's been wilding for decades. Where is the Leslie Moonves documentary? He's been doing this shit for 30 years. Why haven't we heard, yo, I'm making one about this motherfucker. He was bugging out in 1968. I got stories. He was doing it for 30 years right under people's nose. Where are the pending documentaries for these barbarians? They just seem to go away. And then R. Kelly, of course, he deserves a documentary, of course. But what about these other guys? And they just pop in and out of New York. You see these motherfuckers, oh, it's like a perp walk, right? And then, boom, he's out. It's like they pal around with the cops and then they leave the precinct. Why are we not seeing extra, extra? Harvey Weinstein's documentary is being done by such and such. We don't hear none of that. We just see this motherfucker sashaying in and out of New York. He's in Phoenix, lounging at some beautiful resort. Who's going to do it? Who's going to make it?
Beatbox original, cool individual. Rocking for numb some funds is my residual. Salary, calories, and just one rhyme to last any, even a whole lifetime. Dictate, conversate, translate, lose weight. From 1987 to 88. And the years to come, the bass will still become and bounce. Selling deaf rhymes by the ounce. And if you ain't with it, it's the thought that counts. Because they call me Dougie Fresh. They know I'm deaf, and the initials of the name is D-E-F.
Yeah, you know, hip hop has changed, man. It's you know, I'm up in age now, and shit has changed. It's different. You see all kind of different rappers, all kind of different MCs now. You know, since the gender things have changed, a lot of masculinity is kind of fading away. So I saw that there's actually a transgender MC. MC Fluid. His flow is different. Just like my prediction, I said the LA Rams would win the Super Bowl. I'm standing by that. They are in the Super Bowl. They beat the New Orleans Saints in overtime. And I want to shout out the New England Patriots. Tom Brady is the best quarterback I've ever seen. I was on some Joe Montana shit, but I got to give it to Tom Brady. Every year this motherfucker is in the Super Bowl. And it's competitive games where the games rely on him making those throws in all kinds of weather. Yo, he comes through. That's a quarterback that you want if you're a football player and you're down. This dude comes through no matter what. This is the best quarterback in the history of the game, hands down. So I still got the Rams to win the Super Bowl. That's it. I've already picked them. And now we're going to go to MLK, Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. Salute that whole family. Salute the estate of Martin Luther King. I don't like how Martin Luther King is treated. I don't like how these motherfuckers relegate his whole existence to a fucking dream. Other world figures, they harp on the things they accomplished. You go to any museum around the world, they don't say this motherfucker had a dream. They say this is something he did. Yo, he gathered people. He got people together. He did this. He conquered shit. No world figure is relegated to a fucking dream. That's all they talk about. So if you new to this country, you'd be like, yo, they honoring some motherfucker that just had a dream. It's a holiday for this motherfucker. That's terrible. We got to get away from that shit. Somebody kicked that dream shit to you at work. Make sure you put them in their place. Say, yo, it's not about a motherfucker having a dream and we celebrating him having a dream. Fuck the commercials. Research what this guy was about. He was about substance. It's not one guy going to sleep and saying and had a dream about holding hands with white folks. That's what they make it. Like, oh, he dreamt about us holding hands together. So, research Martin Luther King. He was more than a fucking dream. The